Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The following podcast episode was a previously recorded Facebook Live video. Hey, beautiful people in the Selfish Babe Facebook group. Hey, beautiful people on Instagram Live. It's your girl, Olanike OC here. Thank you for joining me today on this live conversation. And today we are talking about the number one reason why you should not feel bad for loving someone who has wronged you. And this is our selfish talk of the day today. I got this question, hey Key Love, I got this question in my Facebook group. And the question was, you know, how do you not feel bad for someone that has wronged you? But you love them, right? How do you not feel bad for someone that has wronged you, but you love them, right? And so, can everybody hear me? Because I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Can y'all hear me? Let me know. Comment below. Hey, beautiful people. Hey, beautiful people. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Comment below. Let me know. Hey, y'all. Hey, Carla. Hey, Key can hear me. Okay, wonderful. I'm going to start. And so, thank you, Draylina. Thank you, love. I'm glad you can hear. So, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it. And I thought this was a very interesting question. Thank you, Carlo. Alicia, I thought this was a very interesting question because I can understand it. Oh, before I even start, if you guys don't know me, my name is Olanike Osi. I am the creator of Selfish Babe, and I love to call myself a self-love manifester. And what that means is that I teach women how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. And basically manifest love in their everyday lives. That is what I do. I really just have a goal and have a mission on helping other women around the globe love themselves. And that's kind of what Selfish Babe is about. It's about women being selfish. It's about women being authentic with themselves. And it's about women being these things so they can flourish out in the world. So that is who I am. My apologies if I didn't introduce myself earlier. But today's topic is the number one reason why you should not feel bad for loving somebody who did you wrong, right? And thank you, ladies, for joining me. I see all your beautiful faces. Hey, Diamond. Hey, DK. Hey, Abstinelli. Hey. And so I thought this was a very interesting question because I think we've all been there, you know, as women. I think we have all been there. We've been in those relationships where, you know, in the beginning of the relationship, it was really good. Maybe it was really good. You guys really loved each other. You guys spent a lot of time together. And the relationship seemed to be going well, right? But then down the line, the relationship turns a road and the relationship isn't good anymore. And you find out some things. Maybe that person was cheating on you. Maybe that person was lying on you the whole time. Maybe that person was not really the person you thought they were when you first got into a relationship with them. Hey, ladies, just joining. And so then it turns out, wow, like I wasted all this time. You know, as ladies, we look at, oh, wow, I dated this person for a year. I dated this person for 2 years. I dated this person for 3 years. And they just kind of fucked me over. They kind of screwed me over. And so, you know, now I feel stupid because I shouldn't have even, you know, loved them. I shouldn't have even been in a relationship with them because there were so many signs that I could have been blind to, right? So you start backtracking in your head, you know, what could have gone wrong. You start backtracking to text messages. You start backtracking to different events that may have happened between both of you all. And you look for the signs. You look for the signs on what that person was doing wrong at the time that you were completely oblivious to, right? That's what you start doing, and you start blaming yourself. You're like, oh, I should have known this right here. Oh, I should have known this right here about that person, you know, at that time. And I'm just gonna say this: the number one reason I believe that you should not feel bad for loving somebody who has wronged you is you cannot control other people's actions. So the number one reason why you should not feel bad for loving someone who has wronged you is because you cannot control other people's actions, right? And so during that relationship, during that time, you are with somebody based on how they presented themselves, based on the words that they told you, based on their actions that they were doing. And at that time, the words, the actions, everything that they were portraying to you seemed truthful. Everything seemed truthful. Everything seemed good. You guys fell in love. You fell in love with that person. You really appreciated who that person was in that moment of time, and that's okay. And so my thing is, like, when you fall in love with somebody, you fall in love with somebody. It's your emotions, right? And so to feel stupid about loving that person based on how they presented themselves to you, hey from London, based on how they presented themselves to you, you shouldn't feel bad at all, because you were just going off of what you were given. You were going off of all the facts that you were given from that person. And so you can't control what they did. Like, you can't control that they may have cheated on you. You can't control any negative actions that they may have done to have quote unquote wronged you. You can't control that. And so as long as you understand you can't control their actions, and you can only go off of how they presented themselves to you at that time, then you're gonna be okay. I find no reason for you to feel bad. You should feel grateful. You should be happy that. And I know this sounds, it could sound fucked up for some of y'all, because based on some of y'all situations, I understand it. And I curse, by the way. So if you're not used to cursing, you don't like cursing, I'm sorry. Not for me. I'm just, you know, just putting it out there. But you fell in love with that person. Like, you should feel great that you went through that situation. You grew from that situation. And yeah, they may have wronged you, but guess what? After you find out they have wronged you, what are you going to do about it then? That's when I feel like you should have some accountability, right? So when you found this person has wronged you, when you found out, you know, maybe this person really wasn't the person that they portrayed themselves to be, now it is up to you, having full control over your life. Now it is up to you. What are you going to do? What is your next move going forward? Are you going to continue staying in that relationship? Thank you, Bonita. Are you going to continue staying in that relationship with them? What are you going to do? Because now that you have the real facts, now that you have the real information, you have all the choice in the world to go about and make the choices for your own life. And so you should actually be thankful that that person was in your life. Be thankful for the experience, because you're going to be able to grow from this experience. You will now know that maybe this type of person isn't for me. Or maybe in a future relationship, you'll, you know, maybe see things out a little further before anything happens. But again, remember, you cannot control. Hey, sincerely, Cindy, thank you. You cannot control other people's actions. So if you're in a relationship for 10 years and that person ends up cheating on you, and you guys were together for 10 years, so in love, guess what? Don't feel bad for loving them, because again, you cannot control their actions at all. And so I kind of want to give an example here that I kind of went through. It was like when I was going into high school. I don't know, for some of y'all may be like, oh, when she was going to high school, what does she know about relationships? Hey, you know, I've had some relationships, okay? If you guys don't know, I was married at one point. I'm not married anymore, but I've been through some things, okay? And so I remember I was going into high school, and I was dating somebody. And yeah, I thought the relationship was great. You know, I thought the relationship was great. Everything was going good. And then I met this girl, and me and this girl became friends. And then after we became friends, we were like, oh yeah, she got a boyfriend. I was like, oh cool, I got a boyfriend too. I was like, oh, what's your boyfriend name? Oh, your boyfriend named Christian? Oh, my boyfriend name is Christian. Right? Boyfriends with the same name, that's quite interesting. Oh, how do they look or whatever? So we started going more into the conversation. It turns out me and her had the same boyfriend. I'm gonna let that sink in for a quick little second. It turned out that me and her had the same boyfriend. And so I was like, what the hell? Like, you know, he didn't mention anything about a girlfriend. He didn't mention about having nobody else, no other person in the relationship. This is brand new information to both of us. And so in that time, we both had a choice to make, right? We both had a decision to make after finding out information. You find some new facts, you find out some new information, and now you have a choice to make, right? So we were talking, we're like, yeah, we're both gonna break up. We're both gonna break up with him. Like, that was the choice. That was the decision. And so I broke up with him. Had a phone conversation with him. I broke up with him. But it turned out she decided to stay with him after I broke up with him. Now, should I feel bad about that? Nope. Should I be sad about that? Nope. Should I be upset about that? Nope. I may be pissed off a little bit that I found out that he had another girlfriend. Or that maybe a little upset that, oh, I thought this girl was my friend, we're gonna break up the same guy. I may feel sad about that for like a little bit, right? Keith Taylor says, I had this guy pretend he had a twin. What? So So I may feel sad about that for a little bit, right? But the thing is, it's just like, again, I couldn't control her actions either. Because in that situation, you can look at it like, dang, she wronged me. Because we're both supposed to break up with our quote-unquote boyfriend at the time, right? But she didn't do that. She didn't stand up to her word. Just like if you're in a relationship with a guy, he didn't, or another female, depending on who you're dating, they may not stand up to their own word. They may not be honest. But you cannot control their actions. All you can do is move forward, learn the lesson, and go forth in life. But don't feel bad that you love that person. Don't feel bad that you became friends with that person. And this can go for relationships. It does to friendships too. It does not have to be a romantic relationship. This can also count for friendships. You could have had a strong friendship with somebody. I know I did. A strong-ass friendship with somebody. But then you're just like, oh, I don't think this is working out. Or you may have feel that they may have wronged you. Maybe a friend was gossiping behind your back. Maybe your friend, quote-unquote, backstabbed you. Maybe something went on within that friendship between you and your friend. You guys are no longer friends. But at a point in time, you did love her. You did love him. You did appreciate them. At that point in time in your life, they served whatever message they had for you, whatever, I can't say the right word, but they served a purpose in your life at that space and point in time. They served a purpose in your life. And so don't feel bad for appreciating that person for who they were in that point in your life that you needed them at that time. Because you may not think that you may have needed them at that time and that point in your life, but people teach us lessons. People teach us lessons in our everyday life. And you may not have liked the lesson. The lesson may have been shitty and fucked up. I'm gonna be real. The lesson may have been shitty and fucked up, right? You can look at it that way. Or you could be like, damn, I know the lesson. I appreciate the lesson. Hey, 71074, I appreciate the lesson. I understand what it is I had to learn from this. Now I know moving forward what I can do. Now I know moving forward the actions and decisions I'm gonna make. Now I know this is a learning lesson. Everything is a learning lesson. And you may not always like that damn lesson, I'm gonna be real. And sometimes lessons can continue to repeat themselves in your life until you actually wake up and fucking learn the lesson. You may be in horrible ass relationships year after year. Don't know why the hell you in horrible ass relationships. Like, what the hell? Every damn relationship is just a messed up one, right? If that's you, you gotta really analyze what's going on in your life. What is the energy that you are portraying? What are you giving off to people? You're like, what is the energy that fucked up people wanna be with you? Like, I know that sounds a certain way, but like, why do people wanna screw you over? Why are people out to get you? What's the ideas that you have going out? Do you believe that people are out to get you? Do you think everybody's out to screw you? Because if you have that kind of mindset, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get people that screw you. You're going to get people that's out to get you. You're going to get people that do you wrong based on your perspective on how you believe the world thinks about you. That means you're going to have to change your perspective on how the world perceives you. You're going to have to start saying, I love the people around me love me. The people around me really support me. The people around me really care about me. The world cares about me. I, Vanessa Elizabeth Olanike Osibuwali White, I know that the world cares about me. I know that the world loves me, and I know that people love me. I know that people are always doing the best that they can with me. Always good things. I mean, those are just some simple affirmation examples when it comes to changing your mindset of how people perceive you. And that's just an example, because when you start seeing patterns in your life, you got to realize, where are these patterns coming from? They're not coming from nowhere. Things don't just happen to you. That's just not how life goes. When you start understanding that there's a whole big picture out here in life, there's a whole big universe out here in life, that there is really law of attraction, and that you do attract stuff to yourself unknowingly, when you start understanding that, and when you start understanding that you can change some things in your life, and you can really kind of give off a new energy, your whole life is gonna shift. So just to wrap it up and to summarize it, thank you, love, for giving me the selfish talk of the day, which was the number one reason why you should not feel bad for loving somebody that has wronged you. And the summary is, you should not feel bad because you cannot control their actions. But instead, you should walk away learning the lesson, and you should be grateful that you love them in that point in time of your life. Because in that point in time in your life, you learned a lesson, you had an amazing time. That person for How you knew that person in that space and time made you extremely happy. You guys loved each other. You felt like you guys loved each other, and that's cool. Even if the other person didn't, you were able to express a great, hey, love from Nebraska. You were able to express a great energy, and that great energy is love. Whether that person loved you or not, you were able to give off that energy. And love is a good ass energy. Love is an abundant energy. Love is a loving energy. Love is faithful, okay? So that energy that you give off, it wasn't for no reason. You were being a good person. You were giving off that energy, and that energy is going to come right back to you. But you got to be mindful of, you know, the things that are happening, the things that you're attracting into your life. Be mindful of that and see what the lesson is. Lovely says, P.S. I'm still whining. 2 minutes a day. Oh, yay. I'm glad to hear that, love. Thank you. And so I just wanted to give that quick little selfish talk for today. Thank you, ladies. I'm hoping that this conversation has helped you in some way. And as you ladies know, in my Facebook group, if you have any other topics you want me to speak about, just comment them below. Underneath this post or any other post, just let me know. I will take them down. You guys see that I shout you guys out for, you know, giving the topic, because I really appreciate that you guys do that, because it allows me to know what the hell you want. What do you want to hear? I think that's super important. What you want to hear is super important. So you need to let me know what it is that you want to know about, so I can help you in some way. And I can be able to offer more value to you and help yourself on this selfish, authentic, selfish babe journey. So thank you, ladies, for joining. Again, I'm Vanessa Olin, aka LC. I love you guys. Have an amazing night. For you ladies on my Instagram group, if you are not in a free private Facebook group, you want to be able to get into that free private Facebook group. Hey, Jordanos, I cannot say your name, but hey, you may have missed it, but guess what? The replay is in my free private Facebook group, which the link is in the bio, selfishbabe.com. All my selfish talks are in the free private Facebook group, and you can watch them at any point in time. It will not be here on Instagram. Hey, it will not be here on Instagram, but on Facebook, right here, the link, selfishbabe.com, you can always rewatch it at your leisure. Any selfish talk that I have watched, have recorded, you can watch it at your leisure. So click the link in the bio, sign up, go to the free private Facebook group. You'll get that email right away, and you'll be able to go right in, get approved, and watch it if you missed it. I would love all of you ladies to become selfish babes, so go to selfishbabe.com. I love you ladies. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing, amazing night.
Mwah. Beautiful, thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Olenike Elsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.